Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Fourth and final hour. Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Hope everybody's having a good Friday to this point here on this Friday afternoon. Nice weather outside. Speaking of that, let's head over to West End. Let's check in with Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason. Although I say let's head over to West End, I don't know where coach is. I'm just used to saying that when we talk to Derek Mason. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you guys?
We're just continuing to plug away here from our homes. How has quarantine life been in the Mason household?
Hey, it's good. It's challenging. Anytime you have four people, tight space. I'm the only male in the house, so for me, I sort of get kicked around from room to room. But you know what? That's okay. I'm making do.
But they are getting more dad time than maybe they signed up for, but they're going to get more dad time whether they like it or not, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. They're asking for a refund about now.
One thing that stood out to me, we had Trevor Maddich on earlier in the show, and he asked me, what did I make of the virtual draft? And I said that I hope that, when we come out of this, that maybe we look at our football coaches and players, and it's not just, we would just happen to be talking about football. I really wanted to say sports in general. While we love sports, this is what we do. This is our passion, and we've been doing it for a long time. This is number one to us. But we also need to realize that maybe we don't need to hold it in such high regard and act like, these guys, we get too much involved in statues and worshiping people. How about we worship people that do really, really incredible things in our country? And I don't mean to diminish anybody here, but the point was to say what we saw last night, Derek, is you have two daughters at home, right? You're a coach. You're a dad. You're a husband, just like all of us. A lot of people can relate watching that stuff. And it was nice to see coaches and GMs and for people to understand they have families too and have their families there while they work.
Right. This is a different time for us, as we know. But, what you did see last night in the NFL with coaches and GMs, you saw shared experiences. And most of the time when the draft is going on, GMs, scouts, coaches, you're sort of sequestered in your facility, going through every scenario, looking at every pick. But, to see, GMs, I watched Rick Spielman, for the Minnesota Vikings, who I work for and know well. And to see him with his family, I mean, that's who Rick Spielman is. A lot of times we get the wrong perception because all we think about it are the deals being made. That's the business of football. Football is what they do, not necessarily, who they are, in all its totality. And so in looking at last night, I thought a lot of things came across. I thought the NFL they paid attention to what's happening in our country, how they handled, the intro and really, when you looked at, our commissioner and what he did in terms of, his introductions and even poking fun at himself. I mean, I thought it was well done for what it could be.
Yeah. That's one thing that I've appreciated about you over the years and our weekly chats with you during the football season. And yes, I get it. It's a results business, and you're paid to win football games. I get all that stuff, but I've always enjoyed the fact that you also had that other side to you, that you were willing to have fun. You were willing to show a human element and not be a robot, and dance after a big win. And we've talked to you about the clothes that you wear and the music that you. I mean, I feel like we lose sight of that so much. And like I said, I don't want to act like I don't understand the dynamics. I understand why you get, why everybody gets paid well, because you're, it's a results business. But, you know, you're still a human being, and I've always appreciated the other side to you as well.
Well, thank you. Thank you, you know, so much. You know, as we looked at the draft last night, and I'll pop into this, as we looked at it and we saw, you know, when the picks taken off the board and how the SEC was so well represented in the first round, it speaks volumes about really what Southeastern football is about, what the SEC is about. When you look at, you know, the quality of players, you know, been taken in that first round, and there was still a lot left on the table, it speaks to, you know, the level of football, the caliber of football, and how well respected at the next level, the NFL, they look at SEC football.
15 SEC players, 15 guys that you saw firsthand went off the board in the first round last night, Derek, which,
right,
of course, is a record. 12 was the record from the same conference, 15 last night, and you got a firsthand look at all that talent last season, right?
Right. I've seen most of that talent, you know, been across the board, whether you're looking at, you know, Joey Burrow, whether you're looking at, you know, Ruggs, Judy, you can go up and down it, you know, Jefferson. I mean, these, when you looked at the caliber of players, the level of player, how they played in really, you know, 2019, it was just incredible. Offensive linemen, receivers, quarterbacks, running backs. It just shows the depth, again, of what the SEC produces. And granted, I mean, we saw, you know, other great conferences represented, but there was no conference represented more than the SEC.
We're talking to Vanderbilt head football coach Derek Mason. And, Coach, before we get to your guys, I know you're really anxious to see what happens to them in the next 2 days, but I think a lot of Titans fans listening would love to know your thoughts from where you sit about Isaiah Wilson from that Georgia offensive line.
Talented player now. You talk about, you know, length, athleticism, power. He helped anchor one of the best offensive lines in college football a year ago. And, you know, that football team, when you look at, you know, what Coach Smart has done, when you look at, you know, the caliber player he's recruited, you know, what they've been able to do over the last three seasons, the development, the maturity, you know, building that thing into, you know, almost an offensive line, you know, factory or juggernaut, his talents, you know, translate well to coming into this league and making an impact in 2020. And I think, you know, that's what you're seeing in this draft. But when you look at him, I think he's ready for the NFL. Hey, Justin School played in 8 games from Vanderbilt a year ago when he went to San Francisco. I think this young man, you know, if the opportunity presents itself, he's going to have an opportunity to compete, step on that stage and play good.
Well, let's talk about your guys. What works in the NFL? You know a lot of people that are evaluating talent. So let me put it this way. You got 3 guys that are going to get picked, I think, before it's over. What do you think are the chances tonight? You know, are you looking at tonight as the night where at least one of them goes?
You know, I think these young men have the opportunity to go tonight. And if they go past tonight, I still think they have an opportunity to be drafted in this draft. This draft is about the knowns, not the unknowns. I think we saw some of that last night. You know, there's going to be less gambling in this draft and more about what you know. I think these young men have a body of work. You know, when you look at Pinckney, you know, Lipscomb and Keyshawn Vaughn, you know, but these guys played an average of they averaged 45 games in their career. So these guys play a lot of football. They understand you know, the rigors of a long, tough season may be, and they paid the price. These guys are graduates from Vanderbilt University, and I think, you know, the NFL pays for durability. They pay for intelligence, and, you know, somebody that they can depend on week in, week out. And I think all 3 of these guys have special teams value. So I see these guys having a chance, hopefully, to go today. And if they're still left, somebody's going to get a good play tomorrow.
Well, let's start with Keyshawn Vaughn and where you think he can, his game translates to the next level. We've seen what he can do. It just jumps out at you. His ability to hit a home run from anywhere on the field, and he looked like he has learned a lot about other phases of the game. But tell me what you're seeing in terms of, you know, how much he's ready to jump in at the next level. Because I know there's a lot of Titans fans, and I'm probably one of them that's sitting there going, "Well, I would love to see what he could do to complement the big guy Derrick Henry."
Right. You know, Keyshawn, when you look at the ability to be an inside runner and run between the tackles, which you have to do in the NFL, you know, it's not just about getting on the perimeter. Almost anybody can get on the perimeter. But, you know, being able to run tackle to tackle is something that he does. I mean, he's shown the ability to, you know, get to the second level and be physical at the second level. The yards after contact, make him a known commodity. But, you know, it's what he does when he gets to the second level. I mean, he gets to the second level and you know, the one-cut quickness, the ability to feel where people are coming from and really have, a great field awareness as to, where he needs to get to. I think he understands that. And that's something, you know, some guys have it naturally. Other guys, you know, grow towards it. He's had that since he stepped on this campus. I think, you know, for him, his size, his strength, his speed, and really doing it in this conference and being acknowledged by, you know, some of the best that have played in this conference over the last couple of years, I think Keyshawn's game is going to, you know, translate well to the next level, and I look forward to seeing where he goes.
I thought about Jared Pinkney a lot in terms of last year when he was at SEC Media Days with all of us and how impressive he was in the interview setting, and I had to say to myself, any team that got a chance to talk to him could not have been any less than 100% impressed with his makeup as well as the talent on the field. So he looks like he's ready, and I know it was not the great season for him from a production standpoint, but he looks like he's got all the tools to succeed at the next level.
Well, he does. I mean, this year probably challenged his emotions and his ability, to do other things besides, run and catch. And I think, that was important for his game. You know, nowadays in the NFL, they're looking for matchup problems. And hey, man, if you're a receiver or a tight end that's a one-trick pony, as long as that trick is good, they'll take you. But watching him, his game is truly developed. He could be a pass catcher. He can be an inline blocker. He can get down the middle of the field. He can be a matchup problem in the red zone. So I think as you look at, how he's matured, the numbers in 2019 don't speak to what he does. But if you look at his body of work and you see where he started, to where he is now at, 6'5", 65 pounds, that's what the NFL wants. I think he's going to, have a chance to, impact the roster again. And he's played special teams his whole career.
But before we move on, and Chase will have some questions for you, I just want to get you to talk about what you've been doing. I've noticed so many gestures that you've had working alongside of, some of the leaders, the Vanderbilt Hospital, the whole thing on the university's campus is such an impressive place. And I know what we're going through here is challenging a lot of people over there. And you've been working a lot to support them with some public messages and some things you're doing behind the scenes. Can you tell us about those?
Right. We started with the idea of, me and my wife sat down and talked about, what we could do. Everybody could do something. It's not always about money. It's about, like just finding a place to stand up and actually have action speak for you. But we looked at doing, a hashtag, Feed Our Heroes, opportunity where we could possibly link, independent businesses with making meals for first responders and medical caregivers and frontline people. And so that sort of took off. I sort of challenged coaches. We went to the coaches challenge, but I've been out and I've tried to do like some PSAs. I've tried to connect with anybody I could in Nashville, to try to do what I can. Look, Nashville was hit with the tornado. Then we have the pandemic. This has been about not just one item. It's been about, this community. COVID-19 has really, left no community unscathed. In this, looking at our healthcare people, our medical responders, our frontline folks, we've just tried to do what we can, but our businesses are struggling too. And so we just thought we could make an impact and tried to step in the gap. And so that's sort of been my call to mission outside of what I'm doing as a football coach.
Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason is with us, and the other player of the Big Three, Kalijah Lipscomb, the wide receiver, is also looking to be drafted here in the next day or so. What are some of the intangibles that Kalijah has shown you that are going to help him at the next level?
Well, Kalijah's a smart football player. He's got great play strength for his size, and when you look at his catch radius, I mean, he's got, you know, tremendous hands. He knows how to run a route, regardless of what people have talked about with the 40 time, because I think, you know, like that was a question. He ran in the 4.5s. I mean, we've seen him get behind, you know, SEC talent. We've seen him go long. We've seen him catch, you know, hitches, slants, okay, man, and be able to, you know, make people miss. So, you know, the yards after catch is something to, you know, really, really be in tune with. And as you watch, you know, what he's been able to do over a four-year period, I mean, in 2018, you know, he had 80-plus catches and put up big numbers. And obviously, you know, his quarterback, Kyle Shurmur, was not here in 2019. But, you know, for him, I think wherever he goes, he can play inside, he can play outside. You know, he can play on special teams. He can be a gunner. He has a lot of versatility, and that versatility is what he's going to have to stand on at the next level.
You mentioned some of the players earlier from LSU when you guys saw them. But Christian Fulton, the cornerback, is a name that keeps coming up as a possible link to the Tennessee Titans here in Nashville. Yeah. So as a defensive-minded coach, what are some things that you saw from him, albeit only one game, but that you think that can make him successful at the next level?
Well, I watched the season unfolding, and when you look at, again, just level of competition, when you look at his ability to key and diagnose, I think he's got great play strength. His size, okay, I mean, is really good. You know, for him, you know, I mean, tackling on the perimeter is something that I think, you know, I mean, he does well. You know, I mean, he can gauge speed in space and be able to close and tackle. He's a wrap tackler. But, you know, his overall football IQ and number of games played make him a sought-after commodity. When you have to guard, you know, guys at the next level, when you talk about big receivers outside or guys in the slot, I mean, he's shown that he can do that across the board. He can play inside. He can play outside. Whoever takes him is getting a player, man, that's got great pedigree, and he loves to compete. And his game is gonna translate. Man, he's gonna start as a special teams player. Probably get an opportunity, man, to play in the nickel package. But his game is definitely gonna translate to the NFL.
What are your I know you guys played Purdue, obviously, this season. Bryson Hopkins being from this area, son of Brad Hopkins. What are some right. things that you've seen with him that could help him in the NFL?
But again, I mean, body of work. When you look at human guys who have played at this level of ball, you look at, okay, well, how have they played? How have they showed up? You know, for him, just the production. I look at his production when I look at, you know, like his ability to run, run after catch. He's just a dynamic player. So, again, anytime, man, you start to look at these guys and you look at their body of work, how did they perform? You can't necessarily look at the record, you know, of the team they were on, but you got to look at, okay, what was the overall performance? You know, what type of guy was he when he was being double covered? Did he draw coverage? Did he make plays with guys draped over him? And he was that type of player. So, again, a lot of guys are hoping to have their names called over the next, you know, 48 hours. There's a lot of good football players. You just need one team to fall in love with you, and that's just the way the draft works.
Last thing, Derek, I know we haven't had a chance to catch up with you since the tragic news here recently of an unfortunate car crash that took the life of Tavarius Jackson, and I guess your paths had crossed in Minnesota.
Yeah, Kenichi Udeze, who's actually my outside linebacker coach, that just came from LSU. They played together. They came in together. So they were extremely close. Tavares stayed right around the corner from me when I lived in Eden Prairie. So my daughter still has this picture. That was her favorite player. You know, Tavares was her favorite player, and so. when we got the news, and me having to go in and tell her, that she just sat at the edge of her bed and just cried, and it speaks volumes to who he was. Okay, man, he always took time out. Whenever I would bring my girls to practice, he would come over and spend time with my girls. And so, man, they loved him for that. I mean, and I thought he was a competitor. Obviously, he left Minnesota, went to the Seattle, Seahawks, was able to win a Super Bowl there, and was a captain. He was just, a terrific player, a better person, and just, somebody, who exuded energy. So, well, that's a great loss for, our community, the Tennessee state community, but the football community as well.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, thanks for your time. As always, continue to be safe with your family, and we will talk to you down the road.
Take care. Look forward to seeing you guys sometime in the future.
All right, sounds good. That is Derek Mason, Vanderbilt football coach, and we do appreciate him joining us. We'll come back. More of Darren Donick and Chase next.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.